This is Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael, filling in for Gemma Gaudette. As we've reported extensively, the COVID-19 pandemic has taken a toll on healthcare workers across the country and the state as they struggle with the onslaught of new patients. Employment in the industry is actually down by more than 500,000 since February 2020. Many are reporting feeling burned out. James Dawson from our newsroom reports on how med school students are preparing to handle the pressures and care for themselves.
Kiefer Starks distinctly remembers the smell of his N95 mask and the constant beeping from his recent rotation in the emergency room at West Valley Medical Center in Caldwell.
The monitors are always going off because the oxygen's always low, and there's always chaos because, you know, the EMS team is arriving with 3 or 4 patients and we don't have any beds for them.
Starks is a 27-year-old medical student in his fourth year at the Idaho College of Osteopathic Medicine, or ICOM. As part of his clinical rotations, he recently spent a month at the West Valley Emergency Room just as the Delta variant spread across Canyon County and the rest of Idaho. Stark says patients reacted in all kinds of ways when they were told they had COVID.
We had patients who refused to believe that COVID is real, and then we had patients asking for the vaccine when it was already time to be intubated.
Some family members went to go get vaccinated themselves, but others demanded doctors treat their loved ones with unproven drugs. Stark says the constant second-guessing gets to him.
I joke about it a lot. I'm like, man, I haven't even gotten a residency yet, and I'm already burnt out.
While the COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated how overwhelming medical school can be for aspiring physicians, professors say they try to prepare students to handle tough situations every day. ICOM brings in actors so students can practice delivering bad news or de-escalating tense situations with a patient.
There was very little communications training when I was in medical school.
That's Dr. Nicole Moses, who teaches these skills at ICOM. She says she had to pick up those tools by watching other physicians care for patients.
This is really light years forward in education.
Dr. Dustin Worth had a similar experience when he was a med school student.
Historically, it's like we just beat the empathy out of them.
Worth is the clinical medicine director for the WAMI program at University of Idaho. The program gives medical students their first 2 years of education locally before they transfer to University of Washington. Like at ICOM, Worth says WAMI hasn't specifically trained students how to handle the strain of crisis standards of care, but helping a student brace themselves before telling a patient they have a terminal illness helps them be more resilient.
That can be as challenging and difficult emotionally for a young physician as watching a patient die.
Back at ICOM, Jake Price works as the school's counselor. He says he's heard the same types of issues from students in the pandemic as he had before: anxiety, feeling overwhelmed. They're just more common now. Price tries to get students to regularly check in with themselves.
How are you doing mentally, emotionally, socially? How is your body? How are you eating well? Are you sleeping well? Are you doing things that remind you of who you are?
Ignoring your own emotions, he says, is a recipe for burnout and can lead to worse health outcomes for patients down the road.
If they're not constantly caring for themselves, then it slowly erodes that kind of that moral connection that they have.
Dr. Moses agrees. She says she gets pushback all the time from other physicians for focusing so much on teaching self-care skills. That includes recognizing when a member of their team might be struggling.
I think we're really starting to see that we have to listen to each other in order to be able to help protect each other from the negative effects of the profession overall.
Despite feeling burned out from his stint this summer in the ER, Kiefer Stark says the experience didn't turn him off from becoming a doctor. It did make him rethink his plans after residency, though.
Idaho's done such a poor job at kind of managing this whole pandemic.
The Twin Falls native thought he'd eventually come back to work in Idaho, which ranks among the bottom of all states in physicians per capita. He says that's still a possibility, but for now, he's looking elsewhere. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.
And James is here to tell us more about this report. Thank you for that. You know, in your reporting, Kiefer Starks had a line that really stood out. He said, man, I haven't even gotten to residency yet, and I'm already burned out. Do you have a sense from maybe newer students who are just starting out, their feelings?
Yeah, first, I can't blame Kiefer for feeling burned out either. The first and second year medical students, you know, from the people that I talked to, one of whom didn't make it in the piece just for timing reasons, but Christopher Thompson, he's in his second year at ICOM. And I mean, if you think about what they're already going through, just all of the anatomy lessons, the memorization that they have to do, the first 2 years of med school is essentially just a whole lot of memorization and trying to practice certain things before you get to a real clinical setting. So they already have that to deal with on top of, you know, trying to imagine what it's going to be like going to work 7 days a week for 12-hour shifts if, you know, the current COVID situation kind of continues. So when I talked to Christopher Thompson, he's like, well, I can't really imagine what it's going to be like if crisis standards of care are still around when he goes to do his, you know, residency or even just clinical rotations. You know, I guess they're just trying to take care of themselves the best that they can in an already stressful situation.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of already stressful situation, you think about residencies and just those long hours. From your piece, James, we heard, you know, sleep, nutrition, very important tools. What other techniques might students learn to handle these stressors?
Yeah, like you mentioned, make sure you eat well, make sure you actually sleep. You know, Christopher Thompson told me that he's actually kind of thankful that ICOM shuts the building down on the weekends and at a certain point at night just to kind of force students to go home. You know, they can obviously stay up and pull all-nighters, you know, at their own discretion, you know, wherever they live. But at least the school isn't kind of facilitating that kind of burning the candle at both ends, you know, lifestyle. As for other techniques, when I talked to Dr. Nicole Moses, she actually teaches what's called medical improv, which is kind of different from comedic improv. But
Oh, gosh, I think we lost James there for a moment. I'm really sorry that he was talking about how they teach even comedic techniques or the improv techniques, which is
potential patience
fast on your feet. I'm sorry, James, we lost you for a second there, at least in my feed. So apologize about that. You were talking about improv and thinking fast on your feet. Well, you know, also hats off to these young students. It's almost like becoming active military during a war. You know, there's a real drive to help other people in the healthcare industry. But another line that stood out was the woman in your story who said, gosh, we didn't learn it this way when I was a medical student, self-care, mental health. And so do you think this might be a permanent change for the medical profession?
Yeah, Dr. Moses certainly hopes so. At least at ICOM, you know, the people that I spoke with, they're making a really concerted effort to push this just to help drive down you know, these feelings of burnout. Physicians have a higher than average rate of suicide and mental health struggles as well. So they're really trying to make sure that people can take care of themselves better so that they can take care of their patients better. You know, she was saying that if you're burned out, if you're not feeling well, then, you know, it can possibly lead to medical errors, which can make people even sicker or, you know, at the worst, cost them their lives.
Well, a bracing comment by Kiefer at the end there about where he might want to eventually hold his medical practice. Of course, as you mentioned, some of our regional medical schools are important because they do feed into the state. And you know, certainly we want those Idaho students to come back and serve in the state.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at least as of last year, the data that I had that was most recent, Idaho is, I believe, 47th in doctors per capita, which was, by the way, an improvement from where it was, which it was 49th, I believe. So slow and steady progress. Doctors are really hoping that, you know, they will be able to attract more people to the state, physicians, specialists, and keep these students here where they're really desperately needed.
Well, great data and great reporting. Thanks again. We've been speaking with Boise State Public Radio reporter James Dawson. Thanks for making Idaho Matters part of your listening day. In the mornings here on Boise State Public Radio, you can hear George Prentice with NPR's Morning Edition. And new to afternoons, you can hear our Troy Oppie with NPR's All Things Considered. Up next, a conversation between Gemma Gaudette and George Prentice about a new Idaho film.